It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Holly Lucille Show, and I think there's some other music that I'm not really aware of what's going on here. So it's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show, but it's also time for Dr. Holly Lucille to bring on Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, Holly.
So here's the thing that I'm so excited about. You and I forget what magazine we were featured in. It was a couple years ago or so. I think everything just feels like a couple years ago, even if it might have been 10 or 15. But it was a he said, she said article. And I actually think it was about our lovely topic for this segment, which is menopause. And I think you and I both agree. Let's just get it right off the bat that menopause, even though there's an ICD-9, meaning there's a diagnosis, I think it's 66, 629.4, something like that, that it is not a disease. It's a normal time in a woman's life. And if you're lucky enough to live, you know, to it, most women live half their life through it. And so we're going to do a little he said, she said about what, you know, is this a life stage or is it a health condition? Should hormone replacement therapy be offered just as like, oh, you got to do this because you are menopausal? Or are there other things that we can talk about?
Well, and absolutely. And this is a good case for it's not a medical condition, but it is an opportunity to optimize health and to get a tune-up. I think, you know, when my car has 40,000 miles on it, if I haven't given it a tune-up yet, it's going to be clunking. Most people, when they're 65, they've never had a tune-up ever once in their life. So I think giving people a choice, because for some people, they prefer to go graciously into the natural aging. Me, I plan to die very young, but just very late in life. And that's what I'm looking for my patients and the folks who come to see me. And I don't even like the word patients. They're people who come for me to guide them. So there's many ways, and it's really a matter of personal preference. I think that the body does better if you give it the bioidentical hormones at low amounts. More is not better. It keeps the skin younger, keeps the mind younger, I think, keeps the bones stronger, keeps people feeling basically younger. And I don't mind keeling over, you know, when the time comes, but I don't see that people need to go into decline before they get there.
You know, I think what you say about it's an opportunity, I've always said, you know, when women, and obviously I get a lot of women coming in with problems during normal hormonal transitions, whether it's PMS, so prior to your menstrual cycle, you're having some symptoms, or ovulation, or, you know, infertility. I mean, and I always say, we should be happy that we have this cycle, because men, in my opinion, aren't as lucky as we are. They don't have a sort of the obvious cycle that we do. And I think that they have a less of an opportunity to pick up where things are actually off in their body, mind, psyche, etc. Because when we cycle, we can tell, you know, and by definition, cycle means that not every day is going to be the same. In fact, the cycle is very, very different throughout the month. And if we are away from all of this artificial stuff, it'd kind of link up with the lunar cycle. But it is an opportunity. And I think definitely when you hit menopause, oh my gosh, what an opportunity there, because it's a shift. Endocrinologically, yes, but spiritually, emotionally, mentally, it's a huge change, a metamorphosis. And it's such an opportunity, I don't think, not to glom on and sell medications. It's an opportunity for that woman to wake up and go, okay, I'm done with this part below my waist, right? The chakras of, like, you know, base camp and I'm about to ascend into my more creativity, into my intuition, into all of those places, into my wise woman, the crone years. I mean, that's where they get it. So what do I need to do? How's my body? How's my relationships? Where am I with what I believe in this world? That's the opportunity. It's not an opportunity to sell medications or drugs or tell people they're deficient in something that they don't necessarily need, right?
But on the other hand, I totally agree. You know, there's a point in life where we need to become the wise woman, the wise man, and recognize it's a point not for doing, but more where we become powerful by being and being present. On the other hand, I have no problem keeping my bottom chakra. And nor does my wife. And we're very happy to keep our bottom chakras going while we yes. spend a very wise next 3-4 decades. So it's a matter of personal preference. It does not need for that part of us to wither away. I think that part...
Well, I didn't mean wither. I meant, you know,
and even exciting and more vibrant than it was before as part of
wisdom. And I think I want to make some clarifications around that. Not let it wither, not let it go. It's actually that you don't struggle with it anymore. It's that you've worked those things out, you know, those issues that are 20s and 30s, you know, or even just geared towards other people, meaning childbearing and family, maybe more intuitive to yourself. I don't necessarily think we ignore those. I think it's about linking them up and being able to have that base so solid that you can grow linear, that you can grow stronger into those higher brain centers. That's what I was talking
about. Absolutely. We're on the same page there. But what I'm looking for is for the listeners, for those of you who are entering into menopause and you're finding you have decreased vaginal lubrication, well, they have all these chemical gels that are nasty and they burn, they're irritating. Get some coconut oil, liquid coconut oil. Nature's Way has a brand that stays liquid at room temperature. It's a wonderful lubricant. If you have hot flashes, you can use something called Remifemin. It's black cohosh, 2 times a day. After 2 months, it settles that down. I like women to take a handful of edamame each day, just as a snack, and there's so many delicious ways to make it. So these are things that will naturally support their system. And if that's working fine for them, that's good. But I'm pretty easy at adding in, and again, if you and I both agree, if you're going to use hormones, they've got to be bioidentical. There's two main benefits of the synthetic hormones, like Premarin. One is that they're very, very profitable. Oh, but that's only for the drug companies. And they also kill people younger. Well, that's good for Social Security. But outside of that, I think it's insane to use Premier and Provera and similar synthetics. So the bioidenticals, and the research has clearly shown them to be safer. They work better. They're more effective, feel better, cheaper. So if you're going to use them, but more is not better. But I'm going to note, for the women out there using bioidenticals, I'll put all the cream, all of them together. The estrogen, the biased, I'm going to also use progesterone. Even if you've had a hysterectomy, you still need natural progesterone so you can sleep properly and not get anxiety attacks. And also a little bit of testosterone, because if you want your libido to stay around, not man doses, you don't want to grow hair on your face, but you want to go ahead and get maybe 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram. So from the MD he said point of view, I'm really okay in ignoring nature's approach to planned obsolescence and giving people an extra 20, 30 years of feeling like they're 40.
Yeah, you know, I learned this the most from you, Jacob, in that, you know, one of the things that I said once was, boy, oh boy, there is a whole heck of a lot we have to deal with these days. And I was talking about all of our chronic stressors and such like that, you know, that certainly are endocrine disruptors, hormone disruptors. Mm-hmm. But you popped back and said, yep, but guess what? Never would want to be alive any other time than right now, because we are so prepared and there's so much that we can do to, I don't want to say combat, but to work with and work through and grow through those. And I loved it. I kind of felt put in my place a little bit, but that's why I love talking to you all the time, because I learn. And that's what I'm hoping that you listeners are doing. And I was the one always, my first book, I was all about, hey, let's restore function first before you talk about replacement. And I actually was kind of more aggressively talking out against hormone replacement therapy, because I was like, it's a natural process. But I agree with you. My experience clinically and personally have led me to understand, there's 60 seconds left, that we really, these are helpful molecules that our body in this day and age on an individual basis deserve to have an opportunity for. So just like you said, the coconut oil, the Remifemin, there are natural products that we can certainly utilize. But you're right, bioidentical hormone therapy. So we wouldn't call it replacement. We're calling it therapies with a good big picture mentality is completely appropriate. Well, I was going to throw it back to Jacob for a second, but I never hear him speeches.
Best.
But
do what feels do what's
Bit, well, feeling best to me is talking to you, Jacob. Thank you so much for your input. There you have it. We're going to knock you alive. And you can follow Radio MD at Your Radio MD on Twitter or Facebook. We'll be right back.